Welcome back. Pings episode 119. That's a lot of episodes.
That's a lot of 100 more than I had expected.
Canceled. That's a good thing about the interweb is you don't really get canceled. You're stuck with us. Yeah. Hopefully for 119 more episodes of us bringing you the hottest stories that Microsoft users are pinging each other about.
Extra! Read all about it!
We had some good debate on the message boards and in the comment section after last week's show about whether or not you should wear more makeup.
Yep.
Yeah. And I'm a firm believer that you should.
Should I?
In fact, I think all guys should wear makeup. I mean, I don't think you need, like, eyeshadow and mascara.
Okay.
But a little foundation, perhaps a little blush.
Yeah.
A guy liner.
Definitely.
Some chapstick. You don't need a gloss, but just a chapstick. I mean,
maybe some hair that kind of goes out all over the place.
Now you're thinking.
Some frosty tips.
I like it.
Yeah.
Perhaps an earring. An or two.
Just one.
Or two.
Two earrings. Yeah.
Woo, fell off the box.
Yeah.
In reality, in like regular television, the men wear makeup.
Oh, for sure.
So why don't
And every time I get pranked, I have to put on like blue crap on my face.
We should start powdering you.
Yeah.
So that, maybe powdering with a little bit of a tint of a natural skin tone so you didn't look so translucent, which I think was the predominant complaint.
Yeah. So
Paul is pale.
Maybe what we'll
pale
do
Paul.
Is is next time we'll do half of my face one way, half of my face the other way, and we'll have the audience
I like that.
Then figure out
which is the more attractive half.
Right. Or start calling me Two-Face, which is what they probably call me anyway.
That's what most of your family and friends do.
Of course. So we had another massive binary comment.
I love when that happens.
Yep. So
from Dark Silence.
I could have used Mauman's tool, but instead I decided just to go to a website and decode it.
And what did he say?
So he said his favorite feature of Windows is that it runs on his Alienware M15X, and he can slam his friend's MacBook Pro really hard in the face.
Okay.
With the performance, I'm guessing.
Okay, I thought and with his Alienware, because my Alienware is really heavy. It would hurt if you smack someone in the face with it. It's a bulky machine.
That could be that.
It could be violent.
And then two, he said, I replaced Win 7 with Win 8 Dev Preview because everything just works. That sounds awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And with Win 8, there's no way possible for any of those MacBooks, no matter what specs, to catch up speed-wise. That sounds like fighting words.
He's throwing down the gauntlet.
And he said, P.S., instead of cursive handwriting, everybody should learn binary.
That's a time saver.
Yeah, I think...
Binary.
I think actually it should be...
It's the most efficient way.
Cursive binary.
Cursive binary?
Yeah, that would probably be the best.
Put that in the schools. Anyway, let's start the show.
Okay.
Paul, given your impeccable wardrobe and fashion sense... I would assume you do a lot of shopping.
Oh, totally. Totally. I shop about once a year.
Right.
And it's generally because I did not wash my clothes in time, or I forgot to dry my pants and I need to go buy new pants.
Right. So there's that. And there's also, we know that you're frugal.
Oh, yeah. That is true.
You are frugal, I assume you're always looking for a good deal.
Very economical.
A good deal.
I'm probably just cheap. Just call me cheap.
You're cheap. Cheap. I was trying to be kind. Lesson learned. Don't go that route. Anyway, there's a new thing put out there by Bing, bing.com/deals, that actually scours the internet for you and gives you all of the best deals.
Yeah.
But not just clothing.
Right.
Anything you want to buy online.
Entertainment, food and beverage.
Yeah.
Other miscellaneous topics I can't remember off the top of my
head. You know, so you don't have to go to 8 million different sites.
It's a nice deal aggregator.
It's great.
Yeah.
You know, I remember this past Black Friday, you know, the day after Thanksgiving, right, when everything goes like super, super cheap.
Yep.
Which is a nightmare, and everyone goes shopping. But anyway, I was scouring the internet looking for these. There were special sites built just to show you which stores were giving you Black Friday deals.
Yep.
You know, because there's just so much. It's too much to sort of process. And now you don't have sites like that just Black Friday.
Right.
This is Bing all the time.
Yeah. Now every day is like Cyber Monday.
Cyber Monday.
Yeah.
There it is.
So what I really like about this is that it even takes the really popular deal sites like Groupon and Living Social. And it takes those and puts them right into this aggregator. And you don't, like, search through, like, text links. It actually gives you, like, visual representation of the different deals.
Yep.
You can also put in your location or choose other locations. So you don't even have to register with the site. and you can get all of these great deals. Like they say 200,000 deals.
Wow.
Just by going to bing.com/deals. You don't have to even provide your email address or anything.
Right.
So there's no registration. Then you can click through and go get the deal. So I really thought this was pretty cool. And you don't even have to go to use a web browser on your PC to do this. You can even go to m.bing.com on your mobile phone.
Oh, really?
/deals and get the same deals.
There you go.
Mobile from wherever
you
are.
I've been using the Bing, the travel aggregator.
Yeah.
I use it all the time. I think it does a great job of sort of pulling together. Price predictor,
yeah.
and lets you know when to buy or if you should wait. But it just pulls together, you know, Priceline, Expedia, Orbitz, all of the other sites into one central location. And so this is very similar now. It's just for shopping. But I think Bing is doing a great job with this. It really is good. It is a decision maker.
Yeah, Bing and decide. When I first heard about this, I thought someone was like, oh, Bing has a deal aggregator. Big deal. But it is actually Bing. Bing deals. Someone from the Bing PR team, Lisa Gurry, she did a video of this. So if you like click through a bunch of links, you can see a video. And it looked like she got a daily deal on the production value of that.
she needs to come to Channel 9
and teach her how to step it up.
But the
last thing I want to say here is that there were some statistics that they did that said that people love getting these deals, but the actual signal-to-noise ratio is becoming very, very bad, where it's like, I get all these emails every day, and maybe once a month, maybe once every 2 months, I find a deal that's useful to me. So it's just
right.
Like, I get spammed all the time. So they did some research, and they said that 87% of people said they would increase their use of daily deals if they could find only deals that interest them all in one place.
Absolutely.
So, and I think that's
so would I.
Here.
I mean, when I get these spam emails, I usually just delete them.
Yeah.
You know, but if I could go to the site just like this. So, and it's live now. It's bing.com/deals.
Yeah, check it out. Let us know if you guys find any deals that you want us to promote on
or if you find a deal that you want to buy us presents.
Yes. Yeah. Or that.
All right. Every week, week after week, the Windows 8 news comes sort of trickling in.
Yeah.
And this is a new feature that was just announced on the Build blog. Is that Sanofsky's blog, right?
Yep.
Which is a really, I think, a really cool feature. So apparently, if once you log into your Windows 8 PC with your Windows Live ID, several things will happen that sort of make your life easier. Like one, you won't have to, when you go to Hotmail, you won't have to re-log in. You'll already be logged in. Or if you were to log on to a different computer, you've got your desktop, and then you go to your laptop, it automatically sets it up in the same scenario that you had. So it's got your same background paper or your same wallpaper, your same settings, all the images are there.
So when I first saw this blog post, it said signing into Windows 8 with a Windows Live ID. I was like...
That doesn't sound sexy.
You know,
that's
just
not
like,
sexy.
What's important about
that's
this?
That's why I skimmed. I was like, that's not fun.
And then I started reading through the details, and I realized like there are all these great features that give you a very seamless experience when you go from one PC to another PC to a slate device, even to like a brand new device that you're taking right out of the box.
Mm-hmm.
You can sign in with your Live ID, and it automatically downloads your settings from the cloud. So
and your applications, right? I think it even said it would... keep your application in a state where you left it on a previous machine, pick it right back up.
Right. It depends on the application. So, for example, they demoed in here how you can use how you can watch a video,
mm-hmm.
and that video can then store where you were last viewing it. So, like, let's say you pause it on your desktop machine, and you now want to go to sleep, so you go back into your bedroom, and you have your laptop machine.
Yep.
You can start playing right where you left off.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I
think
that's...
That is awesome.
I just really like that they're taking these types of features, which have existed in things like Windows Live Sync or Windows
mm-hmm.
Live Mesh,
mm-hmm.
and they're integrating it right into the OS itself so that... people have the out-of-the-box experience that's just fantastic. Like, there are other great things that this can provide. Like, they had some statistics saying that 36% of households have two or more PCs.
Sure.
And I've seen this where people are using like a shared computer, and then like one of the people in the family has to like go off to college, and they have like a new computer shipped to them.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now they can pop that open, plug in the internet, and log in with their Live ID, assuming they had Windows 8,
right.
and get like all the settings and everything that they had previously used on that home computer. Brand new.
I mean, it's amazing. One of the things that was always frustrating to me is when I would get a new computer, you know, having to like, you know, bring over all my pictures and redo all my settings and like put in all my favorites for with the websites, you know, all like redo everything. And it's a couple days worth of work. And now this sort of alleviates that struggle. I think in the past, if I were to speak to some people who maybe weren't familiar with cloud computing or the idea or the premise of, like, people are, you know, afraid of it.
Boring.
But I
people.
Think if you told them some of these things, it's a seller.
Yeah.
It's a seller. People can be like, oh, I'm down with that cloud computing. Windows 8? I'm on it.
Yeah, I really like how you can integrate your Live ID. So, like, if you go to some place like Hotmail, it automatically logs you in. But there, people are also probably somewhat afraid of, like, logging into a machine and having it auto-log them into websites. But Microsoft lists mm-hmm. some details there about how they do that securely, and that you can use one set of credentials to log in to Windows and then use a different set of credentials to automatically log you into the website. So, like, if you want to have a certain set of things to log you into Messenger,
mm-hmm.
And a different set of things to log you into, like, Hotmail or different website apps, you can
right.
You
like,
can
if
do
I
that.
Had multiple Hotmail accounts,
sure.
And you need different credentials for either for those things.
Yep.
Anyway, so this is really cool. This gets me very excited to get my Windows 8 machine.
Yeah.
Right.
Can't
on.
Wait. You know what I hate, Laura?
A lot. Me. Me.
All right, that's pretty much that story.
Good story.
No, I hate getting spam messages, and I hate it when spam filters can't block all the spam messages.
You mean in your inbox?
In my inbox, in my folders, you know, text messages, whatever. Just
yeah.
You know, in a can on top of pizza.
You know, I've started getting spam phone calls. I get this recording of William Shatner telling me that I need to go on some cruise all the time. That's really annoying.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know why you don't take it. He's worth like $600 million. I'm sure it's legit.
They gotta figure out how to block that. Anyway.
Microsoft is doing its part. I don't know if it's part of like the global security team or what, to take down the vicious spammers. We've talked about this a few times in the past. This time we've taken a different approach. Right now, with the latest thing that Microsoft is announcing, is that we have taken down a small botnet.
Okay.
And in case you don't know, or
the viewers at home.
Viewers at home don't know
what a botnet is.
A botnet is a group of computers that are all getting instructions downloaded from the internet from malicious people.
Okay.
So it's basically people's computers like yours or mine that don't have like Microsoft Security Essentials installed, and they can take these instructions and do whatever.
So people's computers could be being used as a botnet without them knowing it.
Right. So
right.
they are a computer in a big botnet. So
gotcha.
They're like one of, for example, this one had like 40 or 50,000 computers, which is apparently small for botnets.
Okay.
And without them knowing, their computer is being used to send spam messages.
Gotcha.
Or other malicious
gotcha.
Things, like denial of service attacks. So mm-hmm. Microsoft recently did some investigation. They found that these computers were connecting up to 21 different domains to download their instructions. So what Microsoft did is they went in and they tried asking the legal authorities to shut down 21 different
domains
so that when computers tried calling up, they couldn't download any more malicious instructions.
That's right. So, nip it in the bud.
So the nice thing about this is that it actually is now preventing 4 billion spam messages being sent every day.
Every day.
So that's about half as many as my family forwards me in worthless crap. And outdated daily deals. So between the daily deal aggregator and this...
There you go.
I'm going to get far less crap.
And you know what I think? They found... Most of them, it says all but one of the internet domains that Microsoft took online are anonymously registered in the Bahamas, but one domain was owned by Dominique Piatti out of the Czech Republic.
Yep.
And I find it interesting mostly that Dominique is a man.
Oh, yeah?
What did you think that's a female name?
I don't know. My girlfriend in high school, her last name was Dominique.
Dominique.
Well, it's pronounced Dominic, depending on where...
Oh, I suppose. They just spell it funky because they're Czechoslovakian.
Right.
And because they're malicious.
I don't know if he's malicious. His domain may have been taken advantage of. Like, the guy said at the bottom of the article, he's like, I'd be happy to provide my side of the story, but I should probably get a lawyer first.
Right.
So, maybe he's a good guy, maybe he's not.
So, and bottom line is Microsoft has saved you all a lot of trouble, and you didn't even know it
by killing off
this botnet.
That's probably like 0.0001% of spam that's sent every day.
Which is a lot of spam.
Probably. Next.
All right, Paul, we report a lot on Windows Phone news, and a lot of the stuff we get comes from the Windows Phone Developer blog, the Windows Phone Team blog.
I got some news. You ready for this?
Yeah.
Windows Phone Mango... On my HTC Trophy. The first day it came out, I was very happy.
You have a picture of yourself?
I do. I need to know whose phone it is.
Your lock screen is a picture of yourself.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
That's
we
not
got
the news.
Issues.
The news
we
is
got
that
issues.
I got Mango.
I'm happy that you got
and,
Mango.
And I did the little trick where you, like, disconnect the internet to, like, force it to do an update.
Yeah.
Oh, man, it was brilliant. Anyway.
That's how you spent your evening?
Oh, yeah, it was yesterday. I was like, nice. I woke up and it was like, oh, you have an update. And I was like, boom, update.
Boom!
And then I was like, this doesn't look like Mango. And then
so do you love it? Are you loving Mango?
I really do.
You
I do.
Do
love it. But
okay,
there
good.
Are some things I'd like to suggest for
well,
future
then there
improvements.
You go. Speaking of, where I was going with that story is that the Windows Phone team IMHO has done a really good job of maintaining direct contact with the developers, with the consumers. You know, you can tweet at Brandon Watson, and he's a high guy up over there, and he'll probably tweet you back.
Probably.
You know, and so they're really good at that. But now there's a sort of a central location, a suggestion box that anyone can go to and voice and get your voice heard.
Yeah, the website is windowsphone.uservoice.com, and you can just enter in a really basic idea, a really complex idea. You don't even have to register.
Right.
Super simple. Type it in, and people can vote on your idea if they like it or if they don't like it.
Yeah, so things that you, improvements and you know, suggestions that you want them to include in the next update. And
two of my favorite things are in the top five right now. One of them is my favorite one is the device backup, including SMS and MMS. Like, I'm a very memorabilia-oriented person.
Okay.
And I absolutely hate it when I lose text messages if a device resets.
So do I.
And there
so
were,
do I.
There were previously, there's this thing called My Phone for the previous versions
yeah,
of Windows.
We covered it here on Ping.
Right. But now, My Phone doesn't work on Windows Phone 7, and there's actually no API that exposes the SMS store. So, like, even a developer or someone that was really enthusiastic about this could not even back up the text from your phone today. So mm-hmm. I think that this would be a huge thing to be built right into the phone,
yeah.
Back up your text and picture messages, and all the other stuff.
I would love that. I would love that. So the site is open and live and available right now, so go in there. And I think it was funny that that Michael Stroh over from the phone team, he had a pretty funny comment. He said, you know, they want you to keep your suggestions phone-related and presumably family-friendly. We prefer not to see your unpatented inventions, movie pitches, favorite pizza toppings, or strategies for jumpstarting the economy.
Oh, well, so. The number one thing is to include a pepperoni pizza with all Windows. That's not true at all. The other thing that I really want is screenshot support. That would be nice, so I can, you know, as I'm doing something great in Wordament,
yeah.
I can take a picture of
or
it.
Or when it says, you beat DJ Cod in Words by Post, which is the most recent
no
thing.
No one's ever
yeah,
had that.
Yeah, yeah. That's it.
Okay. Let's call that a wrap.
All right, everybody. That's it for this week's show. Thanks for watching. Make sure to comment in the message boards. We love it. We love the interaction. Just a quick update, news break, breaking news on the Twitter competition, which has actually gone on a lot longer than I would have hoped. I figured I could shoot up 500 followers in, like, you know,
well,
an hour or
you're,
two. But
you're
apparently
going
it's taken me a month.
That first week.
Yeah.
But
it was a huge spike, and now it's trickling off. But I only need 25 more followers.
Yeah.
So that's it.
I'm
hoping by next week's episode,
I gained
we will
negative
put this to,
three
he
followers.
Lost followers. He lost followers, which I love. Whoever unfollowed him, you get my personal, just most humblest thank you and gratitude and love.
Yep, so everyone should start following me at facebook.com/paul.nestemaker.
That's not
going to
happen. Hopefully next week this will be done, and we can finally unveil what terribly humiliating activity Paul will be doing, preferably topless and in public. Yay!
I don't think anybody wins with that. Can I go bottomless?
We'll blur out your nipples.
Okay.
Or pasties.
Pasties.
I mean, that's why they were invented, right?
Exactly. That's specifically for this reason, hundreds of years later.
A cold day. Do you ever see that? Do you see the movie The 40-Year-Old Virgin where he gets waxed? Do you have chest hair?
Not anymore.
I think that could be something exciting to watch. Anyway, follow me at Elfoy, and we'll get this show on the road at Elfoy. And we'll see you next week. Bye. Oh!